A Reflection for the Fourth Sunday of Advent by Joyce Hutchinson. A 42-year-old man named Rick came to our hospice house from the hospital. He had a morphine drip and was quite sick, but very alert. He told me he was diagnosed with kidney cancer 6 years ago and always thought he would beat it. He explained that he had gone through several different kinds of treatment, but the cancer kept returning with a vengeance. His condition deteriorated, and he was told that he was to go to a hospice house. He said he was shocked, as he was led to believe there would always be another treatment they could try. Rick said that after he arrived here, he had some time to think. He said, "It is the first time in 6 years that I have faced the fact that I am going to die." He then told me that the greatest surprise was that he felt relief, because he had been running from the slightest thought of dying, and now he didn't have to run anymore. He and his family decided they were just going to live each day as if it were his last and enjoy every moment. Rick said, "I have more peace than I have had in 6 years." In the last 3 weeks of his life, he reached out to his wife, his children, his entire family, trying to make his dying easier for each of them. Rick chose to be there for his family in a very generous and unselfish way. This fourth Sunday of Advent, Mary, in the family way, travels a difficult journey to reach out to her cousin Elizabeth, who is older and also with child. In their humble embrace, they experience God's love leaping inside of them. The way that Rick lived the last 3 weeks of his life reminds me of the fourth week of Advent, as he reached out to those around him with unconditional love. Dear God, give me a loving heart, so that by my kindness and generosity, I will share my love with others and with myself.